Greetings, planet Earth. This is the Memory of John Peel show with me, Zaffman, in association with KFFP Freeform Portland Radio. And in the first week, year zero, after the death of Mark E. Smith, try to bring you a normal show. I did do a special last week, and thanks for all the feedback and good wishes and stuff. We will be coming to some of that today, but we're going to get back to somewhat of a normal show, but still a little bit full influenced. In fact, I'm going to start off with one sent in to me. There was a number of things are falling apart. There was a number of remixes and people sent in their favorite songs, etc. No doubt there was thousands of those all over the place, but here's one that says mixed by Steve69. I have no idea who he is, and it doesn't make much sense, but it's Decade Reconstruction. Thank you, Steve69. If you want to listen to that full show that I did immediately on the news, it's pretty rough and it was criticised by somebody for not being professional. Anyway, you can get it at memoryofjohnpeel.com, and as you can get all the playlists and podcasts of the show going back into, well, a long way. But last week I was all organised for a normal show when the news came in and everything went out the window, including my piles and notes and stuff. But I was going to do let everybody know that somebody else had died, just as important in a way, in a different field in radio production. Joe Frank, the unique broadcaster And if you don't know him, there's a whole world to find out about. Here's a small take. It used, all his programs were about 25 minutes long usually, and stream of consciousness, very well produced, incredible stuff. Here's a little outtake from one called A Life Well Lived.
Is there anyone here who respects failure, who admires misguided effort and fragmentation? I'm sitting on my terrace, gazing at the ocean. In the distance, I see a sailboat and wonder about the people on it. Who are they? What do they do for a living? Are they happy? They're too far away to make out. And I imagine visiting the nearby marina, waiting for their sailboat to dock, and then following them wherever they lead me. In my musings, we all end up at a surfside bar. I engage them in conversation. Someone puts a few coins in the jukebox, and everyone begins to dance. I choose the most beautiful woman among them, and we dance together until her boyfriend grabs my shoulder. I turn and punch him in the face. Now we're in the midst of a bar fight, wrestling under a pool table, while people try to separate us. Just another stupid fantasy. I lift my drink and take a few sips. I watch surfers riding the waves, inline skaters, and bikers passing back and forth on the path below me. A group of people in a park performing dance-like exercises to the beat of a drum. It's Sunday afternoon, and there are thousands of human beings out there, and they're as tiny as ants. I'm surrounded by fossils, skeletons, and stuffed animals. I can't find the eye of my own hurricane. The heightening of my sense of smell has led me to the loss of my ability for abstract thought. Saw a dust mote floating in the sunlight by my window and imagined it was a world in which someone else was looking at a dust mote in which yet another world existed. Boxes within boxes, everyone thinking the same thing. Oh, infinity, when will you stop?
Caution to the wind.
That's the kind of music I'd normally throw away, but there's something about Miles Francis which makes me keep listening. That's an album called Swimmers and Deserve Your Love. It reminds me a bit of that Godley and Cream song. I can't remember what the name of the band was. I'm Not in Love. Right, Sylvie Courvoisier has a new album out called Diaglia. It is quite marvellous. Here she is. This is a Sylvie Courvoisier trio with Imprint Double.
Thank you.
that's how you play piano. The Bode Piano Ensemble with Baltic Sketches 1 from an album called Ice and Fire. And back to the four, a number of you identified Blindness as your favourite track. It comes from Four Heads Roll in the 2005 era. I was going to play that, but then I got a mix sent to me by, I've identified this now, it's Fall in Fives is his Twitter handle. And he takes the album and peel stuff and old bits and pieces and sticks it all together. And he's done a very good job here.
The end for half a
was only on one leg. My blue eyelids were not acting. There was a curfew at half nine for my kids. There was a poster at the top of the street, encapsulated in plastic. It had a blow mouth. So I said, blow mouth. How much do you want? I said, blow mouth. How much do you want? The flat is evil. Of cavalry and cavalry and cavalry and cavalry. Do you work hard? It said, down from Hebden Bridge, somebody said to me, I said, 99% of non-smokers die. Do you work hard? Do we'll be right back.
Good die on. doesn't wear.
In 2007, Mark Smith suddenly formed a band with two German blokes called Andy Thoma and Jan St. Werner, who regular listeners will know because I play them quite a lot on the show. But anyway, they were called Von Suddenfed, and that track, Dearest Friend, seems very appropriate given what happened. But remarkably, last week when news came in of Smith's death, just within an hour before that, I got from the record label Thrill Jockey a new release by those two blokes who are collectively called Mouse on Mars. Here it is. The song is called Dimensional People Part 3 from the upcoming album Dimensional People.
Thank you.
Here we go. Sitting at the lights with my pin dies all peeled, pedal to the metal as the tyre burns squeal. Got me brother from the gang and the bass well boomed. SBL's power to the EDM groove. Yeah, boy.
I've been waiting all week for some shit to go down.
Diamond cut caskets on a pimped up Corsa. Max power, blood faster than a flying saucer. Shit off a shovel, mate, watch me now drift. Picking up your girlfriend cause she messaged for a lift. As her legs cross all thighs and bum.
It looks like my hairdryer and sounds like a beeper. And then blacked out windows look well chapped, bit like Dwayne's.
You taking the
bitches on deck and my hoe is out of town.
Turning up the hip-hop, hiding the fact that she's got no brain. No matter what she looks like, she's a no-go mofo and I'm playing in vain. Cause I thought I'd get some, didn't I, lads? But all I'm getting is making me well mad. So her body code is rocking, but my chances of docking with this one is mocking my full service history. These breaks are deep, man, and I'm not even thinking about getting a DNF from my brothers in the crotch rocket. Get out.
Continuing our exploration of the marvellous, here are the Young Men, teamed up with Uncle Peanut. That's full service history from the album Gimme 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 Peanut Punk. And if I hadn't known, I'd swear that Uncle Peanut is actually the same, one and the same as Dan Wilson, but he isn't. He's a different bloke. Just so you can differentiate, here's an album that came out last year on Public House Records, Misadventures on the Scorn Cycle. This is Dan Wilson as Meadowhouse, House Invasion.
The debt collector's here, the debt collector's here, to collect the debt, to collect the debt, to take away our home. He'll take away the phone, he'll repossess your clothes, he'll take away the magazines and confiscate those videos. Now you can't get thrilled, but don't be very cross, he'll take away your brain as well, you wouldn't give a toss. The burglars arrived, the burglars arrived, to rob me blind, to rob me blind, to take me by surprise. Window shatters, what's the matter? Bad hearts beating, heavy breathing, empty room, pornographic tomb, messy old man with a knife in his hand. Pitter patter, smash and clatter, rumble, fumble, stumble, tumble. They say it's really bad. They're in the house, and now they'll never leave. They won't be coming back, they won't be going out. He'll tie them up and prod their heads with pencils, pens, and cutlery. Now me, Mr. Spoon, now me, Mr. Knife. These uninvited people assuage his appetite.
Thank you.
Well, that's a re-release of Casio versus Japan's It's Very Sunny. And before that, the marvellous Y Zongle, they have a new album out coming out called The Operators, and that in 2 weeks' time, and that track's called On Its Way. I do want to read you my favourite letter I got about the fall. It's from Richard there. At the moment I heard the news, I thought of you, and a bit of later your show was on. It helped me from being sad. It made me laugh. It made me understand. It was a big luck to be alive at the same time as this pal. I heard the show reading the lyrics from on annotatedfall.doombie.com. It's a good site, by the way. It's a pity we don't see him on stage anymore, but his life keeps going on around here for a long time. Long life to Mark E. Smith. Long life to In Memory of John Peel Show. Thank you, my friend. And thank you, Richard. I want to finish the programme with a track from Joe Frank, who also died that last week. As I said, this is A Life Well Lived.
Crib, stroller, teddy bear, doll's house, roller skate, school book, field hockey stick, soccer ball, vinyl boot, visored cap, megaphone, birth control pill, pregnancy stick, high school yearbook, graduation gown, love letter, airline ticket, Puerto Vallarta, wedding picture, golf club, ping pong table, swimming pool, striped umbrella, visa bill, motel receipt, tear-soaked handkerchief, divorced papers, antidepressant, sleeping pill, hair dye, wrinkle cream, singles dinner, self-help book, playing card, domino, laxative, cane, walker, wheelchair, oxygen tank, hospital bed, morphine drip, death certificate, coffin, tombstone, a life well lived.
Thank you for listening to the Memory of John Peel show. I'm Zaffman, in association with KFFP, Freeform Portland Radio. Go to inmemoryofjohnpeel.com to hear the whole show in case you missed some of it. Podcast, etc. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon.